This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear the last part now of a sermon I preached about a week and a half ago now at Island Community Church. The sermon's one of my favorites, one of my most favorite topics, and one of my most favorite people in the Bible is John the Baptist. So that's what we're going to get to in a moment. Real quickly, some more information on this ministry. Now, this is WGOD Radio. I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the pastor also of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Thursday nights for prayer and Bible study 6 to 7. We're looking this week at the day of Pentecost here, Acts chapter 2. So we would love to see you this Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Also, my website is WGODradio.com is one of them. Another website is MajorityText.com. That's where you'll find my Bible translation, and that's what I use many times here to teach this because it's from the Majority Text. Long story behind that. But if you'd like to check it out, you can go to www.MajorityText.com. Now, we are about to get into here John the Baptist. Now, I'm hemming and hawing today because today's last program is only around 7 minutes long, so I have a couple minutes to share some other things with you. I want to read a couple scripture verses. Let's look again now, Matthew chapter 11, and this person of John the Baptist. Now, the Lord Jesus says, "Truly, I say to you, that among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist." What a profound statement. What an honor that he pays him. There's never been anyone greater than him of those born of women. And then he says this, starts with the word yet. Yet, he who was least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. What a privilege he pays you, my friend. How great John the Baptist is, yet he says, and he looks at you and says, "You're greater. You have an even higher place. He who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Boy, God looks at things different than we do. He reckons things different than we do, doesn't he? The text goes on, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you're willing to accept it," some translations say if you're willing to receive it, "John himself is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." I guess there's some people out there that aren't willing to accept that. You see, John the Baptist, there's more to this man here than meets the eye. The disciples asked Jesus, Matthew chapter 17, verse 10, they say, "Why do the scribes say Elijah must come first?" And he answered and said, "Elijah is coming, and he will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah already came, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. So also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Verse 13, Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist. We're about to hear the last part of this. To hear the whole thing, go to WGODradio.com. You can click on the link. Is John the Baptist Elijah? They asked him that question. John chapter 1, I think it's verse 21. They said, "Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No, I'm not." But Jesus says, if you're willing to receive it, this is Elijah. He even says he's going to come in the spirit. The angel Gabriel said he's going to come in the spirit of Elijah. Man, oh man, what a mystery we have. What a spectacular person, this John the Baptist. Let's hear the last part of that now, of this message. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless.
And standing up for righteousness. By the way, this will land you in jail today, too. Now, when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" All right, now hold on there, Baba Louie. Whatever happened to you should be baptizing me. What happened to this guy? Whatever happened to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Remember, his mother and Jesus' mother were cousins. So that made them what? Cousins. He knew who he was. What happened to this man? I'll tell you what happened to him if you want to know. Discouragement. He was discouraged because things didn't turn out the way he thought they were going to. And he got discouraged. I'm here to tell you today, even the best of us can be discouraged. Even the mightiest can be discouraged. Even you, look at all the people that got discouraged. Moses, Elijah, David. David was discouraged, and it said he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Peter got discouraged, and Peter said, "I quit. I'm going fishing. Who wants to go with me? There's largemouth bass waiting for me outside here." Everyone can get discouraged. Now, what did Jesus say that John would recognize as the correct answer? And what would end his discouragement? Very simple. Verse 4. Jesus answered and said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see." Now, notice these groups of people. The blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, the dead, and the poor. As I read it to you. Go and tell John what you hear. Go and tell John what you see. What's going to encourage you, John? It's this. The blind see. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that is not offended because of me. You see, Jesus used the Old Testament scriptures. He's quoting Isaiah 35 and Isaiah 29. He knew, John knew the Old Testament. He used the Old Testament to encourage him. Ministering to other people took away John's discouragement. Go and tell John what you hear and what you see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached. Are you discouraged today? Let me encourage you. God loves you. Psalm 34:18, it says, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as has a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." God wants to restore your soul today, church. And everyone that hears this on the radio and on the podcast, God wants to restore you today, wants to restore your soul today. If you feel discouraged, you're in good company. I'm here to remind you, God loves you. It's easy to get discouraged. Walk outside. Isaiah 49:15 says this. It says, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you, God says. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Has God been silent in your life? Your name is written right here on the palm of his hands, he says. If things didn't turn out as you planned, I want to encourage you. Encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Some of my greatest victories have come, and ministry directions have came about through failure and turning the wrong way. I'm here to tell you today, a couple of years later, the greatest victories I have had have been through failures and turning the wrong way. Going right when I should have gone left. Moving when I should have stood still. Acts 17, it says, God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwellings. When you get outside of that, sometimes it's painful. It's like running against the wind. Ever been there before? Jim, you're about to move. I'd say make mighty careful and sure that you know it's time to move. Because God's determined that you're alive now. Alive, but I believe at the end of the age. And God's determined where you live. No matter where that may be. Are you discouraged today? Perhaps because things didn't turn out as you thought. I got two answers for you. Number one, stay in the Word. This is where God speaks. Number two, bear somebody else's burdens. If you're feeling discouraged, go and help somebody else that's in need. And I guarantee it, you won't be discouraged anymore. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.